Welcome to Shomach Shavana Daf, your sponsor, Lui Nishmas, Rabbi Yaakov Shalom, and Le'ah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding the Gittin Daf Pei Gimel. The Gemara and Daf brings that after the Petira of Rabbi Elazar, Nichnesu Rabos Kenim Lehashiv al Dvorav. Four Kenim came to ask questions at Rabbi Elazar. But the Gemara then says, Omar Le'em Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua told them, Ein Mishivim Esa'ori La'achar Miso. You don't give an answer, you don't attack, you don't question the Ari, the lion, after his death. Rabbi is not here, is after his Ptiro, so you can't ask the questions. As Rashi points out, maybe if he would be here, he would be able to answer all those questions. And the Shut Maharik HaChadoshim, he brings over there a tshuva that speaks about the halacha that we need to wait 5 days by a nido before she can start counting Shivin and Kiyim. So he brings there a discussion. He wants to show that Minag Bnei Ashkenaz, many of the Rishonim agree that you have to wait these 5 days before you start Shivin and Kiyim. And he brings someone who had questions about it, about the Rishonim that said it. So he attacks him so strongly. He says, I don't understand. Look at our Gemara. Ein Mishim Misari L'Acher Miso. You have some questions. You think that the Rishonim that brought this halacha did not have answers to your questions? So because of that, you want to come and be mekel? You want to come and be lenient with this halacha? When you have such a strong opinion of the Rishonim, you can't come and go against them because you have some questions. Then he goes on to say that the questions that one who brought the Shilas brought is not even such a big question, comes to answer the questions. So there he's speaking about to be lenient, to be mekel on a chum of the Rishonim. But on the other hand, when it's not a chum, it's the opposite. When you have a suffix what to do, so then we don't use Eimishim Sari L'Acher Miso to come and paskin in a way that we don't understand. And this is a very interesting tshuva of Ramosha Feinstein has a tshuva in Aruch Chaim Chelek Dalet. In that tshuva, he's writing to the Lubavitcher Rebbe. There's a story behind that tshuva. Lubavitcher Rebbe asks a question to Ramosha, why doesn't he wear tefillin of Bein Utam? And Ramosha goes on to explain why he doesn't wear tefillin of Bein Utam. He says, really, when I was in Europe, I did wear tefillin of Bein Utam. But the reason why I don't wear tefillin to Bein Utam, because I didn't find a sefer that's going to do the tefillin the way I think tefillin Bein Utam needs to be. And within the tshuva, he brings, that even though there is a discussion how to do the tefillin, and there's some shittas to do it one way, some shittas to do it a different way, and maybe you can say, Ein Mishim Yisra'i L'Acher Miso. So says Rav Moshe, a big yisoid, he says like this. Of course, Ein Mishim Yisra'i L'Acher Miso means that if we have a source from a previous generation, one of the Rishonim, one of the Achronim, that said something, and we have a question on what they're saying, you can't come and say what they said was wrong. What they said is not true. Obviously, in Mesifta de Rekia, up there in Shemaim, their Torah is being quoted. But when we have to come and paskin halacha, and it's not just a chumra that you want to be machmir, so of course we have to paskin the way we know. Ein l'dayan ela mesha ein avroyes. Halacha is what we know. And this point of Rav Moshe goes back to we mentioned a few shurim, the big yesod of Rav Tzadok HaKohen, regarding the big shaila, how do we understand that on one hand we say, Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim Chaim. We know every mandamment that says something, we say it's divrei Elokim Chaim. But on the other hand, we have halacha l'maisa. We have to paskin like one shita. How both things come together. So Tzadok explains, as really brought that already in the Rishonim, but Tzadok says in the most clearest way, says the pshat is like this. The Torah up there in Shemaim, it's not so black and white. In Shemaim, you can have 70 ponim l'Torah. You can have 70 different ways to understand the Torah. Because in Shemaim, you don't have to choose one way over another. All the different ways, all different aspects are all emes. But when you come down to this world, you have to choose one way. Halacha is lashon halicha, to walk. We need to know how to walk. In this world, it's black and white. It's either yes or no. It can't be both. And olam emes, all the tzedakim can be emes. And in a way that we can't even understand and when we're standing in this world. So up in Shemaim, eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim Chaim. But down here, even though everything is emes, we have to choose what to do halacha l'maaseh. That's what Moshe is telling us. You have a question. Someone said a svara. We have a question. Don't say, okay, what he said l'chor is not true because we have a raya against him. It doesn't mean it's not true. Up there in Shemaim, it's still a shita. But if we have to pass kan halacha, we have to pass kan halacha the way we know, the way we understand. Rav Moshe, if the way he ends the tshuva, he says to the Rebbe, he says, but now you told me you're going to send me a sefer that knows what he's doing to write the tefillin the way I like. I thank you so much. Now I'm going to have the tefillin the way I do, and I'll wear the tefillin b'nei tam, and I'll pay the sefer. Thank you. That's how he ends the tshuva. And I heard from Rav Mordechai Tendler, the grandson of Rav Moshe, who was the shamash Rav Moshe, then Echanami, he one day came back home, he sees somebody sitting in the hallway waiting for Rav Moshe, says, who are you? I'm the sefer that the Rebbe sent me to write the tefillin b'nei tam Rav Moshe. And from that day on, since then, Rav Moshe did wear tefillin b'nei tam because he had the tefillin the way he wanted them to be written. And just back to the sugyo, in Meshivi Mesa'ari La'achar Miso, means that we still respect what he says and we accept it as divrei Torah, even though we can't pass kan halacha that way unless it's a chumer be'alma. Anyone want to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.